From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A new incomes policy for Barbados, concern over the tone of Jamaica's election campaign, and a severe storm takes its toll on Cuba. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Barbados Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford has announced a proposal for a wage freeze throughout the country. It's the main feature so far in the budget address being presented by Mr. Sandiford in Parliament this afternoon.
The income policy which my government is implementing has the following features. One, a general wages and salaries freeze in both public and private sectors, including statutory corporations, for a period of 2 years. Two, a freeze on wages and salaries that will apply to all remuneration under contracts of employment to any kind of work to be performed wholly or substantially within Barbados. Three, during the existence of the wages freeze, employers shall not pay remuneration for work at a rate higher than that paid for the same kind of work before the freeze came into effect. Four, within the context of the income policy, provision shall be made for additions to basic salaries and wages only in terms of profit-sharing arrangements and productivity bonuses where there are increases in productivity.
Barbados Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford. He's continuing with his budget presentation at this time. And I'm joined on the line now from Barbados by Sandra Baptiste, who is listening to the budget. Sandra, have there been any more major announcements by the Prime Minister?
Not so far, not in specific terms. There is the mention of introducing a value-added tax, which has been talked about before, and some measures to help create jobs for the unemployed. We have about 23% unemployment at the moment, which is just the official figure, and there has been talk up so far about loans for small businesses and strengthening the capital works program to provide jobs for the large ranks of the unemployed. But so far the economic measures and the medicine, so to speak, has not been dished out as yet.
How is the new incomes policy likely to be received then?
Well, I think it's going to be mixed. Obviously, workers might not be pleased, although the trade unions have been saying for some time that workers are prepared to make sacrifices. But I think even among the unions, there's likely to be a varied response. For example, among the National Union of Public Workers and the Barbados Workers Union, the two largest unions, there's likely to be not a uniform response. And also there is the teachers union. The question is, Yvette, about the whole issue of the bargaining power of unions and whether this will emasculate the unions, this policy which will not leave them with any bargaining power, with much maneuvering. And, of course, the whole question of inflation and the cost of living will be their major concern. If there is to be a wage freeze, the whole question of prices of goods and how that will be contained.
Now, the Prime Minister has been bombarded with a number of suggestions recently on how best to revive the economy. Any indication that he's heeding those calls?
Well, it's a bit too early, but because we haven't reached to the economic measures or the taxation bit. But the Barbados Economic Society has been advising, and the Barbados Opposition Labour Party, that there should be no new taxes. There was also a call for a 2% across the board wage cut for workers throughout the country from parliamentarian and Minister of Health, Branford Tate. That, of course, has not been heeded. The wages freeze has been suggested instead. And it's not only suggested, as you would have heard, it's got to go to Parliament. And that's also a very interesting issue of how that will fare in the legislative process. There's also been, of course, several calls for wage restraint, primarily from the Barbados Employers Confederation and the Central Bank.
All right, thank you very much, Sandra Baptiste. That's all from Sandra Baptiste. And the first budget presented by Guyana's new PP civic government on Friday is being assessed. Finance Minister Asghar Ali has said The ills of 28 years and the wrongs cannot be put right in 1 year. Ian MacDonald, a businessman and writer on Guyana and Caribbean affairs, has said the government needs a longer than normal honeymoon period. He feels the budget confirms this.
I think that it's going to give grounds for a lot of discussion, obviously. And it's going to certainly give people in the trade unions, for instance, certainly people in the opposition, it's certainly going to give them the opportunity to be very critical. On the other hand, I think that the government has made a reasonably good effort given the enormous constraints that they're faced with, primarily and principally the constraint of the huge debt burden.
However, Mr. MacDonald feels that there are elements within the budget which invite controversy.
The unions have reacted right away that 20% which is offered in the budget to the public servants is not enough. On the business side, the business leaders so far have been very cautious. One thing occurs to me on that is that the budget does call for corporate